Coach's Insight program's wrapping up here tonight on CARE Radio. Pleased to be joined now by Jefferson County North boys basketball coach. That is Corey Knoll, brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. Got to thank KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, and FW Huston Medical Center as well. Well, Coach, let's kick it off here. Chance Jenkins, man, we've talked about him throughout the course of the year. Had to give him a shout-out as an athlete of the week in there. In your big win, I should say, on Friday against NEK, 72-48, 30-plus points for a second time this season, a school record, 9 threes. Man, he has been one of the best players in the Northeast Kansas League, and boy, down the stretch, playing really good basketball for you.
Yeah, he's been having an unbelievable year for a senior year, and it's been fun to watch his growth over not just this year, but the course of the last 4 years. You know, he's a player that's put in his time, spent a lot of hours in the gym, and he's been growing a lot, and he's finally, senior year is kind of all catching up to him. All that work he's put in is kind of paying off. So it's really good to see, because as the seasons went on, his shots just gotten better and the confidence has been growing, and he's not only playing well, but bringing our teammates along with him and just playing good complimentary basketball all around. And he's a big reason for a lot of our success this year. So I'm happy to see him having a good game or having a good season.
Let's talk about the matchup against Horton on Tuesday. So third consecutive win. Of course, you guys have won, I believe, like 8 of your last 9, 9 of your last 10, something along those lines. But, you know, 3 straight wins since that tough loss to Riverside. Horton on Tuesday, 72-44, big win against the league opponent. What'd you like Tuesday night?
Yeah, I was happy to see us kind of, we had a really big win Friday, and I was hoping not to have a bit of a letdown on Tuesday. You know, you have a big win and you want to keep that momentum, and I thought we came out of the gate strong. We talked about just picking up where we left off on Tuesday, and this week, you know, the last week of the regular season should just be more about, you know, fine tuning. You know, we want to be playing our best basketball here as we head into the postseason. So, you pick up where we left off on Friday and just keep, you know, building some momentum heading into the postseason. I thought we started off that way strong. We got a good start. We put a lot of points on the board, and I thought defensively it went fairly well, and we're just continuing to play team basketball. Chance had another good game. I'd say a quiet 22 points, but he had 6 threes again, which helps. Everybody else, I thought Rex Furman, Isaac Laird, Will Elias have been shooting the ball very well lately too, so that's been a good compliment to Chance. And then Brody Van Dyke, getting a lot of rebounds and getting some quiet points as well. So, just a lot of good things, and I like where we're headed.
Let's talk about just the growth this season compared to last. You know, just 4 wins last year. You guys have an opportunity to be the number 2 seed in the sub-state as long as you win one of your last 2 games, 16-5 currently overall. I mean, it's just been one of the biggest turnarounds, not just here in Northeast Kansas, but in the state. What does it say about just the grind and the work that a lot of these guys have put in to have this success going into this final stretch here in the regular season?
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about the senior class in general. You know, we took a lot of lumps last year, only winning 4 games, and you know, we won 4 games, but it felt kind of like we were in a lot of games at times. You know, the first half, we had the potential there, but it's just a lot of new varsity experience, a lot of new reps, and they never really got down themselves. It was, the growth was always there. It was just hard to see at times, and this year, this summer, we took kind of a step. We were losing a lot of close games again, and then finally we just kind of got over that hurdle and got our first win. And since then, the confidence has been growing more. They've been seeing the work pay off a little bit, and with that, the confidence grows. They're having some fun, just playing good basketball, and you know, credit to all of them, because they put in a lot of work, and we've been hard on them. They've responded well every time. And it just sets a good example for, you know, kind of the culture we want to have here, where, you know, it doesn't matter what happened in the past as long as you learn from it, and they're learning from it, and they're reaping the rewards from it as well.
All right, Coach, finally, let's get your thoughts. Final 2 games, so you go back-to-back Thursday and Friday. The marquee one here is CARE Paravel. They have appeared to lock up the number 1 seed, so we mentioned you guys could end up being the 2 seed. You guys see the number 1 team at 19-2 on the road Thursday night. You know, CARE Paravel, Effingham, of course, will close it out Friday at home, but this is a legit matchup, and I mean, we're looking at the top 2 teams right now in the sub-state standings. What can you tell us about CARE Paravel more specifically, and just the challenges facing a tough team like this, a ranked team in 2A on Thursday night?
Yeah, it's a fun opportunity. You know, we're going into it with the mindset of, you want to be one of the best teams in the state. Well, here's one of them, and how are we going to match up against them? So it's a fun opportunity for us. We're in the same sub-state, but we'll probably end up being on opposite sides, so if we see them again, it wouldn't be to a state tournament if we got there, but they're a good team. Watching a little bit of film on them, it's a quick turnaround, so I haven't got to watch as much as I would have liked, but they play a good gap man defense and something that we haven't really seen a whole lot of, but it's a good opportunity, good challenge for us. And again, it's just kind of taking those steps to improve and make sure we're playing our best basketball, and this is a good opportunity for it. So we're excited. We're ready for it, and it should be a good game on Thursday.
Excited for it, no doubt. That's Corey Knoll, JCM boys basketball coach, joining us again. As long as they win one of their last two games, we'll lock up the 2 seed in sub-state. But Thursday night at Care Paravel, who is ranked and currently 19-2 on the season, and then at home against Effingham coming up on Friday to close things out. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll do it one more time next week before the playoffs.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Brandon.